Tonight, we discuss the power veto competition, who won, and will it be used? Will the backdoor plan succeed? We also add a new game and welcome special guest Archer. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Hello.
Hi.
You're unmuted now.
Aw. How dare you mute me, Adam Burns? I'm voting your ass out.
You know, actually, it's
by
the
a vote of 2-0. Adam, you are evicted. But first.
Actually, we're not announcing votes, remember? We're changing the game where we just say by a majority.
Well, that's what they need to fucking do. By the way, there will be spoilers, and this is an explicit podcast.
I need to put something at the beginning. Can you record a little intro bumper that says
there's gonna be fucking cussing on this show?
When I used to do Dubious Intent, we had a little thing at the beginning that that would say, you know, something like that. So, you know, I know this
it's
is
been a week.
This is an
I'm
audio.
I'm sure that we've gotten all kinds of what is that? Listener feedback from our
feedback.
Very first episode.
No, we didn't get any.
Did I say epiphode?
No, we didn't get any at all.
Oh, great. Okay. Do we have any downloads?
You would have. I didn't check that. Oh, my God. Do you want to announce the number of downloads each week? We had
by a vote of 3 downloads, we are going to continue the podcast.
But we just literally got on iTunes like 4 days ago or something.
Oh, is it
so
on iTunes?
I assume. I got an email.
I'll just go over there right now and take a look.
I got an email saying.
And while I'm doing that, Adam.
I got an email saying we were approved. Tonight. And yes, we do. So tonight. We're going to talk about a whole lot of things, but first I'd like to introduce our very special guest. I think you do use your real name now, right?
I do. Yes. But you can still call me Archer.
That's the only thing anybody knows him by.
Well, we have, some people in the LGBT podcasting community.
What is this show called? But first.
Yeah. Refer to him as like the podfather or godfather of the LGBT podcasting. He was one of the first and, anyway, Archer, but his name is Paul. So welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
And he's broadcasting from his wine cellar, and he's got thousands of bottles of wine behind him.
No, not thousands, about 220.
Are they now? It looks like they're all individually. Are those individual little tags or labels on each one?
Yes, that is. My husband's a little crazy with it, and he has written a tag for every single bottle. Every single bottle.
Are the tags also shaped like a bottle? Is that?
Kind of.
What does the tag say?
It says what year it is, what the wine is, and the different winery that made it.
Oh, Adam, we are in the iTunes store, but it says that we're clean. We are not clean.
Oh, well, I will fix that. I'm almost positive I put it explicit. I'm almost positive, yes, that I put explicit podcast on there. I'll fix that tonight. I'll make sure that is rectified.
Yes.
So anyway.
Right. What about Archer's rectum now?
I'll make sure that it's rectified.
Oh, I'm sorry. These headphones are just. So Archer.
Yes.
How long have you been watching Big Brother?
Not quite since the beginning. Maybe since the second season.
Do you remember Bunky?
I think so.
Okay.
Was he an older gay guy?
He was gay, and I don't know how old he was. He's probably young. I'm sure he was younger than we are now. So.
Yeah, but I mean, in comparison to the other members in the house.
Yeah, he was not. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I remember
shaved
him.
Shaved head, bald headed.
Yes.
So.
That's kind of a double whammy there. If you're older than everyone else in the household and you're gay, because those are two of the things that lead to being one of the first people evicted generally.
Well, but that didn't happen. Now, Archer, do you, Do you subscribe to one of the Big Brother apps that are out there?
I have the one that you suggested last week.
Have you looked at it at all?
Yeah, no. I've been looking at it a couple times this week.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. I really like the cast page because they let you know the stats pretty easily of the people, like who's in, who's out, who's the head of household, that kind of thing. I like that.
Right. The only thing I don't like is the green check marks on in the middle of everybody's skull. But anyway.
Mine's not in the middle. It's on the side up in the right corner.
Oh, okay. All right, so well, I guess it's ruined.
I just wanted to, since we're talking about the app, that app that you mentioned, Fatty, is not available in the Android store. So I believe that's only an iPhone app or an iOS app.
And quite frankly, that's really all that matters. So
if you are an Android user, the app that I have found that has come the closest to what Big Fatty is talking about is called... And I'll just, it's called Big Brother. You know, where would the name of the app be? Gosh.
I don't know.
The one I'm talking about is Pocket Big Brother.
Yes.
Let me just, because the apps don't say their name, it doesn't say the app at the top.
Why are you trying to figure that out, Adam? I have two more questions.
Big Brother Buddy.
Ah, the old Big Brother Buddy. That sounds vulgar.
BBB.
BBB. Okay. Yeah. Now, Archer, have you ever subscribed to the feeds?
No, I have not. But a couple years ago, I stayed up late to watch it on one of the cable channels when it was on.
The free, After Dark thing?
Yeah, the After Dark thing. But as Adam mentioned last week, I believe, it gets kind of boring after a while because they don't really do anything.
That's what everybody says, that the worst part of being in the house is the boredom. And I believe that.
They just lay around and do nothing a lot.
And get yelled at by Big Brother.
Well, what I've seen them doing is they brush their teeth like 1,000 times a day. They seem to always be fixing their hair or putting on facial masks or, you know, braiding
each other. The men are getting their little pinky fingernail painted. I don't fucking get that. But anyway.
Or they're working out.
Working out. Yeah.
Well, but see, they can't go. They don't get to go outside, but a few days a week because they're setting up all those
competitions
and everything. Yeah. So, well, Archer, what do you think so far of this season?
I'm liking it. I guess this happens to me every year at the beginning of the show, at the beginning of the season. There's so many people in the house; it's very hard to keep track of them until they can make a point about themselves. For example, I said last week in the chat room, there's all these long-haired girls that look alike and they don't really stand out yet. But this week they started to stand out to me. Like I'm noticing something about each one of them to make me remember them.
I can't say that about all of them, but a few of them are beginning to stand out.
Well, you're true, not all of them.
Fatty, so. You're always like, oh, it's a girl. You probably just like... go do something when the girls are on the camera on camera. You're just like, eh.
Well, you have to admit, because since we're all gay, the men do stand out.
Hello.
Well, yeah, they do. Although I have this, this should be for a completely different podcast, but I have always had mixed emotions about really hot, like in shape, muscular guys, because on the one hand I enjoy looking at them, but on the other hand, I just have extreme jealousy. And so, like, I almost don't like them because it's like, ugh, I hate it that you look so good. It's weird.
That sounds like an issue that you need to take up with your...
I know, host. Right? Different podcast, but yeah,
exactly.
Maybe we can have Taylor the Latte Boy on and he can analyze you. Now, how do you feel about that, Adam?
Exactly.
So
who are your favorites, though? You didn't say. Like, who do you have any favorites so far?
Well, of course, I like the bromance between Winston and Brett, but I kind of like the girl Sam.
You familiar
with her? Yeah, the welder.
I like her. She's kind of stood out to me as one of the people I think that I kind of hope makes it farther, pretty far in the game.
And I didn't hear what you said about Winston and Brett, the bros.
That I like them because they are bros.
Now, do you like Tyler, the surfer? Lifeguard?
No, I don't care for the surfer dude at all.
All right, how about the midget?
Well, he's interesting for one reason only. I don't know if you noticed this, but he's got a big package for such a small boy.
I have not noticed that. You know, that's something that is something that Adam always notices.
Though. I haven't noticed that, but now I'm going to go back.
During Survivor, Adam, oh my God, did you see that thing flopping around in his pants? And I'm
okay.
Go to 45 minutes and 12 seconds and look at that thing. And I'm going, I don't fucking notice what you're talking about.
But listen, on tonight's episode, when they were all standing around the pool, they were talking about the percentage of left-handed people.
Right.
It was obvious there that he had quite a package there.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna rewind that and look at it again because what I was noticing was I was like, oh man, even his stomach hangs out over his pants when he's sitting down. Aww. So that's
Adam, you've got to get over your body issues.
I know.
Now, what do you think of Faisal?
I don't know. I have a hard time figuring him out.
Okay.
I think he will easily. Switch sides if he ever has to. Like he will go with where he needs to be.
I think he will too. So well, and does it appear that he's kind of he was hot and heavy with Haley there for a while, and now they're just kind of.
Yeah, because so. Wasn't he also with Caitlin last week? He was kind of like.
Well, I think that was just because I think that was just because she was HOH and he was just.
I think that was in Caitlin's head, is what I think.
Yeah, they showed them kissing once or twice.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember that, but well, yeah.
He's as crazy as the rest of them, then.
Yeah, I kind of do think he's a little crazy.
So.
He comes across anyway. To me as, I don't know, I don't think he's, and I may be wrong about this, but he doesn't seem extremely intelligent. And I don't think that, and I said this about just about everybody last week, but. He doesn't seem to be doing anything strategically speaking. Like he's just kind of, he's just hanging out.
I think he's just hanging out.
Yeah.
I think he could very easily be one of the bros, cause he's the stereotypical, football jock. So anyway,
he did have some lovely cornrows. You know what those are? Some braids in his hair tonight.
And I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if you knew this or not, but when Archer started podcasting many years ago, he had cornrows.
I did.
Okay. Oh, wow. Was that actually rows of corn? Or
it was actual corn.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a long time ago, like 2005.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, can you believe that?
That's I used to grow corn
years ago.
I had a tiny little, maybe 5 by 15 feet garden in our backyard that we dug out and put, you know, timbers around it or, you know, whatever the posts. And I had like two little rows of corn with like three corn plants in each one. And it's not nearly enough. I think I got maybe 6 ears of corn off the entire thing and had one meal and that was it.
Anyway,
that reminds me. Do you remember when Big Brother had a garden in the backyard?
Yes, it was that first year.
Well, maybe that's I did watch that then.
Uh huh. Chicken George was out there, and
yeah,
yes.
I guess I do remember that first.
Well,
year.
They made it. They made their life miserable. They had like a little tiny, like an apartment, kitchenette, refrigerator for the whole house.
And didn't they all have to take cold showers too?
Yes, it was, and they had to grow some of their food and everything. So, anyway, they've gotten soft.
Lovely. So, that sounds like so much fun. So not only are you're going through all kinds of psychological torment throughout the summer, but you're also having to grow your food. You're having to take cold showers, and then You may get voted out any week. Sign me up.
Right.
Where can I sign up? So, all right. Did you have any? Was that your last of your questions for Archer?
It was.
All right. So let's talk a little
you
bit.
You thought I was going to ask three other questions, didn't you, Archer?
Nope. I'm saving those.
So let's talk a little bit about last week. A lot has gone on, but let's first get your thoughts on Caitlin's backdoor plan. So as we saw. Just a little bit of a recap. She really wanted to get Swaggy out. And so she had this big plan to backdoor him. And you know what stood out to me is, and I don't know how close this was to the actual veto and the competition and like the, you know, all of that stuff. But the way they edited it, she was going around and talking to all of these people about, oh, I think I really want a backdoor Swaggy, you know.
Well, it obviously happened because they edited it. I mean, you saw it on the show.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is I thought it was so stupid of her. And
absolutely.
The people that she was talking to were the people who were in the alliance with Swaggy. She was talking to Rockstar. I know that for a fact.
Haley.
She talked to Haley and she was like, oh, I really think I want to backdoor Swaggy. They're in his alliance. I mean, they could have gone to him.
And in the end, she told Fezzy too.
Yeah.
Well, no, she didn't. Well, no, she did not tell him what she was doing. She just said, I'm about to do something and don't be mad at me or something like that.
Yeah, but
she
then
didn't
he figured
him.
It out and got mad.
Well, did he figure it out?
I thought he
did. I don't know
that he told Swaggy she's going to do something, but I don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure. They didn't make it clear. He did nothing that he said led me to believe he knew. But yeah.
Well, I guess what I was saying was, in her talks with Fezzy, she alluded to something's going to happen. Maybe she didn't say.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, she definitely did
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But he got it. He got the idea that it wasn't going to be something good.
Well, but he didn't know if it was going to be him or what.
Right. Right.
So.
But, you know, and maybe I'm just...
Yes. No, you're exactly right, Adam. They all need to shut the fuck up.
Well, and the other thing was that I found interesting is especially Rockstar and Haley both, she came out and told them it was Swaggy. Like, she actually named who it was going to be. As far as I know, they didn't tell him. So now it leads me to wonder, were they really okay with him going? Even though he was in their alliance, because if I was in an alliance with someone and someone had said to me, oh, I want to backdoor someone that's on your alliance, I would be going and telling that person, hey, you need to start really campaigning or doing whatever you can do, you know, to try to, first of all, not have it be you.
Well, I think it depends on who the person is. If it's somebody who's going to handle it okay or handle it without going, you know, off the hook, like Swaggy would have done, then, you know, maybe. But I think he would have just, you know, sealed his fate.
Well, so then the question is, why didn't they go and tell him? Because it was like three or four people knew it, but no one told him.
Well,
I mean, it's only a guess because they didn't even edit it. They didn't show us anything, any conversations, so it would all be a guess. But that just struck me because I just thought if I had been a member of an alliance and I truly wanted the person to stay, I would have gone and said, hey, guess what? I think you're getting backdoored.
Well, and
so then you say, like, within the editing, they could have told him, but we just didn't see it.
Well, maybe, but I mean...
I don't think that is a possibility, but from his reaction, I don't think he knew.
I don't think he did either. I think it was a total shock to him and Bailey. So,
yes.
Even though I think Bailey knew.
And I did see something. So my app has little updates from the feed where it's just like a little Twitter looking feed where they'll say, oh, the house guests are talking about this right now. And uh-huh. I did see that, I don't know if it was Rockstar or I can look back on the app, but anyway, one of the girls was going to one or two of the other girls and saying, hey, I think we need to have an all-girls alliance and, you know, and make this be an all-girls house, basically. And I'll look back and see.
Turning out that way.
I'll look back and see. You won't like it. Fatty, we won't even have a show if that happens. Fatty would be like, I'm done. I'm not watching anymore.
So,
who was the girl?
I'm looking now to see if I,
well, they've tried for the past few years to have an all girls alliance and it blows up in shambles very quickly.
Yeah. Because girls can't get along.
Right. So, Anyway, well, Archer, while he's looking for that, I take it you were pleased that Swaggy was voted out.
Absolutely. I was so glad to see him go.
Now, what did you think of his exit?
Well, he tried to give that little bit of a speech, but I don't think that he was giving the speech before the votes, I should say. But his exit was pretty fast, wasn't it, if I remember correctly? Didn't he kind of just grab his stuff and go?
It was, but he walked out with a damn chip on his shoulder and walked out and started tossing his T-shirts to the audience. And I'm like, yeah, really? And then he sat there almost pouting with Julie, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this, and Adam, you can chime in on this also. In the past few years, they've had a battle back for the first four or five house guests that they get a chance to come back in to win a chance to come back in. Do you think they're going to do that this year?
I hope not.
They probably will, because I hate, well, it's always somebody that I hate. So, I mean, it'll my luck, you know, Swaggy will be one of the ones in the battle back. And then, you know, but don't they usually, isn't the battle back usually only the people who've made it to the house, to the jury house, or not the jury house, but the first
ones that go out, and then, and they sequester them before the whole jury mess starts, and then they give one of the early departures
a chance to come back. Yeah,
a chance to come back, because it's so early in the game that they really didn't get a chance to play it.
Right, but it's usually like they wait for like 4 weeks or at least four evictions.
Yeah. So
okay, so today. What is today? The 15th. Yeah, today. Yeah. Rockstar is talking to Caitlin. And she says, and she had talked to Sam earlier. So it says Rockstar describes her talk to Caitlin that she had with Sam about the women joining forces to make it an all-female house. Convo continues regarding Brett and Scotty and their gameplay. Anyway, and so I believe it was Rockstar that was talking to the girls. She talked to Sam first. She talked to Caitlin. You know,
was
about
any of that
to,
aired on the episodes?
It hasn't been yet, but this is something that happened today.
Oh, okay.
So, and it happened.
Yeah, that'll probably be on the Wednesday episode.
All right. Let me ask you a question then back about the eviction, that whole eviction time.
Uh-huh.
When Caitlin made her decision that it was going to be Swaggy C, then she said it and he was evicted, and then she turned into a total jelly mess and started crying and not quite regretting, but she fell apart, and everyone was like, "Oh, it's okay, don't worry." I'm like, "Make your decision and stick to it." Don't worry.
Right. She sat in the diary room and said, "I'm real proud of myself for standing up for myself and all this." And then,
well, I'm on the fence about whether that was an act or whether it was real emotion, because, you know, I mean, someone might do that as an act to try to convince people that they're nicer than they are, you know, or that they're really affected by the things that they're doing, you know, et cetera.
My gut says it was not an act.
But then
I didn't think it was an act either. But I still think it was a little bit strategic, so because she knew that people in the alliance who wanted Swaggy C to stay in were going to be mad at her.
Well, of course. So.
Well, and that was her original alliance.
Now, were you surprised that she took Scotty off rather than Winston?
You mean that Tyler took Scotty off?
No, because Tyler. Oh, yes, that's right. Tyler took him off.
Yeah, Tyler won the veto.
Were you surprised that Tyler took took Scotty rather than Winston off?
No, because I don't think Tyler really likes the bromance with Brett and Winston. So I don't think he's a big fan of Winston's.
Okay. To me, that was a little him playing the other side of the house.
Yeah.
So that they wouldn't catch on to him. So,
yeah. I mean, I think exactly what you just said, Fatty. I think it was because that Scotty was on the other side. And so they had already told Winston that he was safe. Winston knew that the plan was to backdoor Swaggy. And I think, you know, Tyler just felt like, since I'm really in an alliance with Winston and we've been talking this whole time, he'll be cool with me leaving him up there.
Right.
you know, and so I'll do a favor for Scotty, and then, you know, I'll have, you know, one other person on the side.
I knew that Scotty could do him a favor later.
Yeah, but then he didn't. Well, I mean, tonight he didn't really listen to him. But anyway, so we'll get to that. But then Swaggy goes out, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, wait a minute. Before we get to that part, what did you think of Scotty voting to evict Swaggy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was technically him switching sides.
Right.
Well, I liked that move.
I did too.
I thought that was, and wearing the shirt and then vote, I thought that was a, now, I mean. And
it got a lot of play on Sunday night also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is his alliance pretty much figured it out almost immediately that it was him. They are kind of going back and forth. They're not completely sure, but I would say they're all like 95% sure that it was him. So it could backfire.
Well, because there was that whole thing between trying to figure out who it was that, you know, they went with the numbers of the votes, and the whole thing with Winston. Was it Winston? Was it not Winston? Did he lie? Did he not lie? I mean, there was all that going along, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and if they did what you wanted them to do, Fatty, and didn't announce the numbers,
then it would never have happened. Yeah.
I really wish they would not announce the numbers. I really do.
It creates some drama when they do.
It would absolutely, because they would never know. Oh my God, was it a one vote, or was it everybody in the House voted them out? Oh my God, you know.
And who was the one who switched sides? Yeah,
right, exactly. So anyway, and who else would have switched sides because they really didn't like Swaggy? If they voted Winston out instead, that would have been a huge surprise.
Yeah, that would have been.
So,
now let me ask something that's slightly related. At the end of the eviction part or whatever, not the eviction. Yeah, the eviction part, I guess it was, not eviction part, the veto competition, uh-huh, when they brought in Jessica and Cody from last year.
I hate them.
And then
they won Amazing Race, and yeah. I also watch Amazing Race, and I was like,
I know, I can't stand them. But I will say that Winston and Brett were all over Cody. You know,
And I will say, I thought it was funny that JC is like, oh, Cody, he's so hot. Yeah. All of a sudden, JC is, or JP or whatever his name is JC. Chinese.
So. JC.
Oh,
he's so hot.
So,
all right.
By the way, are JC and Faisal having another little bromance there also?
I don't know. I haven't really seen them.
I just think that Faisal, did I say Faisal?
You did, yes. Say Faisal, yeah.
Okay. I just think Faisal finds him, cute is not really the word, but kind of puppyish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, have we ever had a situation in the House where a straight person has actually done anything with the gay person that was, or like,
switch side?
Well, maybe not switch sides, but you know,
just played a little.
Played
bit.
A little.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
What was that?
The bromances, they kind of make it seem like that, like they were showing tonight with the bromance with Winston and Brett when they're touching each other, and you know.
Well, now who was it? Ariana Grande's brother. Frankie Grande or whatever.
Yeah, Frankie.
I hate him as much as I hate Jessica and Cody.
Why do you hate him?
Oh God. Yes.
I can't remember
anyway. Enough for you.
I can't remember who it was, but he was all hanging out in the bed with
Frankie.
Frankie was hanging out in the bed with one of the other house guests. I don't know. They didn't say anything about it. It just seemed.
All right. Well, since we're talking about homosexuals.
Yes.
Are you, after watching the Sunday night episode, are you feeling that Scotty might be a little more gay?
I am. Yeah, because he seemed completely smitten, for lack of a better word.
Smitten is a great word.
Over Brett.
Yep.
When he's like,
he was totally swayed by his conversation with him.
Absolutely. It was just like, you know, all we didn't, the only thing we didn't see is Cupid shooting little arrows at him, you know.
And, you know, he hasn't, he said he's never been kissed. He's never been on a date. Maybe
he stood up in front of, and he stood up in front of everybody at the, nomination thing and said, you just
he said, you're so charismatic.
That's it. You're just so charismatic. And I'm just going, okay, well.
And in the diary room, he was talking like he could be slightly in love with him.
Uh-huh.
From what he said to him and swayed his opinion and so forth.
Uh-huh. I think there's something there with Scotty. So that's just the old Queen's gaydar going off, I guess. So
there could be.
It's beginning to be confirmed. So
let's move on to, we had the HOH. I mean, obviously we've talked about Scotty being HOH now, but the competition was one of those memory competitions where I don't even remember. They showed him a picture of something of some sort. I don't even remember. My memory's horrible. And then they're like,
What was it, Archer?
I don't remember what the pictures were. I can't. Only thing I remember is the thing at the end when they were doing the numbers and
how many seconds or something.
And that girl couldn't do addition or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, and Julie's like, we need an answer now. Or you're going to be out.
I love when Julie gets pissed.
They made little videos about, they were kind of mocking Steve Jobs with the Apple thing. And they had to answer questions about what they saw in the videos.
You're right. Yeah. There were videos.
It's like, okay. was the guy wearing a watch? Yes. You know, what colors of phone are available? Yeah. Yeah, right, that was right. It.
That's it.
So then, you know, I mean, nothing really is spectacular about that. Before all the stuff has happened, I was like, oh, you know, this is going to be, well, it is going to be major drama. But I knew, I was like, if Scotty wins, because the Alliance of Six, whatever, I can't even remember their name. It's got six in the name. But anyway.
Level six.
Like, yeah. So I'm like, as each one of them sat down. I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a floater or someone that's on the other team that's going to win this. And then sure enough, the only other thing I noticed it's pretty irrelevant, but I think it was JC got an incorrect answer. And he quickly flipped it back to blank. And I don't know if anyone else noticed this and stayed up there. Julie didn't call his name when she called the names of the ones who had been eliminated. Uh-huh. And I could tell she was probably having someone whisper in her ear, yes. Hey, you know, and JC stayed standing there, even though he knew. And I was like, he thinks he's going to get one on him because, you know, he's standing here. He flipped it so quick. And then, you know, a few seconds later, then she's like, yes, JC, you were eliminated as well. And I was like, man, he's trying to be shady here. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to flip it around real quick.
Or was he just following directions and he didn't go down hearing his name?
Right. Well, it could be. It could be. So, all right. So Scotty won HOH. Let me ask y'all this. Do you miss the diary room door opening and them going, who wants to see my HOH room?
No. Yeah. What happened with that?
No.
Well, I don't miss that either.
I don't miss it because.
You miss that, Archer?
Well, because it's fun to see their family pictures and hear them read their letter and see what kind of foods are their favorite and stuff like that.
Maybe that'll come later in the season when there's not a fucking thing going on in the house.
Well, that's true.
It could.
Well, speaking of that, what did you think about Rachel with the guy who was screaming at her, yelling at her?
Oh, my God.
That was kind of stupid. But at one point, I thought he was going to have a heart attack, that guy.
He reminded me of the guy that was on Saturday Night Live.
Chris Farley. Chris Farley, yes.
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, it's funny. He got tickled several times. He was trying to be all mean and like, you know, rah, rah. And I could tell a couple of times because she was being real nice to him and stuff. He kind of broke character. But I thought it was stupid. I was like, what's the point?
I thought it was stupid, but I loved it when they were all asleep. And they were all just sound asleep, and then all of a sudden, and they everybody jumped. It scared the shit out of all of them.
Well, so it, you know, funny. the thing about
it's the corny thing. It's just the App Store corniness.
Yeah. But so. I feel like they should actually be punishments. And what I mean by punishment is, I mean, it should be something that may have some impact on your game. That was just, you know, that was just annoyance. But it didn't really.
Because that's kind of like having to wear, you know, everybody had to, like Cody and Jessica had to wear those frog costumes.
Yeah. I've always thought that was stupid. But
so and somebody has to wear a leotard every year. So
is that just so we can see more of their body? Is it like, can we get the tightest thing possible on these people? So, you know,
only if it goes on Winston.
Right. Oh, I think Winston's going home. Anyway.
So Scotty wins HOH, and then he decides the way he's going to make his determination. I mean, I think he already kind of knew who he wanted it to be anyway, but he decides what he's going to do is invite everyone in one at a time. And then he's going to basically ask them two questions. He's going to say, why did you vote out, or did you vote out Steve, or why did you? And the other one is, who are the two house guests that you're most afraid of? And he's like, I'm going to ask all these people. And then he decides that he just can't stand people who lie in the house.
Even though that's the game.
Right. And I was like, oh my God, that's how, I mean, you're not going to win if you don't tell, you cannot be completely honest the entire 3 months and win the game. And he's like, and he had already decided he wanted Brett and Winston out, but, or he wanted to nominate them, but he just made this big deal about, oh, it doesn't matter who Winston lied to. It doesn't matter if he lied to me or he lied to Sam. He's still a liar. And so he needs to go up on the, I'm like, dude, everybody, I mean, come on.
But he didn't say that when he did the nominations. He didn't say, I'm kicking you out because you lied.
No, but I mean, it was just that he was thinking that way. I'm just like, if you're thinking that way, everybody, you won't be able to trust anybody. I mean, I don't guess you really should, but.
No.
Well, right.
But Scotty also made it seem like talking to all these people that they were going to make the decision for him.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He was all like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. You guys have to help me.
But he already had that idea in his mind in the first
place. Yeah. On Pocket Big Brother, like on Friday. Somebody says, well, what do you think about the bros going up? He said, well, they're not safe. So he was thinking of that long before they had the nomination. So anyway, but you know, I wasn't surprised that he nominated them. Look, they are a power couple. Okay.
Are they?
You always want, yes, they are. Absolutely. They are.
I'm okay with either one of them going home because I don't love either one of them. But but really, I mean, neither one of them seem incredibly smart or strategic to me. I mean, they're pretty much just eye candy, is it, from all I can tell. They haven't won, unless I'm forgetting something. Neither one of them have won any competitions, right?
They're in an alliance, but they truly are floaters.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, I just don't see them as being, other than, you know, being popular. I mean, they're popular for sure. But other than being popular, I don't see – he says, oh, I couldn't beat them if I – and maybe he couldn't because of their popularity. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe that, if they got to the end together, then everybody would vote for Brett because he's charismatic. You know, I don't know.
I think he's arrogant, but anyway.
I also think he's a little stupid.
Okay.
I mean, they both seem, you know, you never know, again, how it's edited, but neither one of them seem like they're, and it's funny because he says he's a cybersecurity expert or whatever.
But
what does that mean?
That's all he says.
Yeah, that's it.
True.
And what does it mean? He tells people what password they should use?
Well, I know what it means out in the real world. I don't know what it means to him. I mean, you know, but.
He's a one trick pony.
Exactly.
And nobody even knows that. He's like, I don't want them to know that I'm so smart.
Right.
Well, they don't.
He's not letting that one go.
You're fooling right. everybody. Let me tell you.
So, all right. So we're now to the spoilers part.
So anyway, Winston and Brett never went around the edge, but they were nominated.
Right.
Correct. So
Archer, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Nope. I'm good.
Because I know you took notes.
I did. Well, I can bring this up later, but I was going to talk about the power apps and how they ended this.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And Bailey got the last one.
This was the last week of the App Store. And I think that's an interesting one that she got.
Yep.
I think that be the most. Now I do have a question about it. Does she have to? So the app that she got allowed her to steal the identity of an HOH and replace their nominations or make the nominations for them.
She makes the nominations for them, but then they have to live with it.
Right. She can only use it at the nomination ceremony just before the nominations.
Oh, it is before the nominations.
That's the part I was going to ask. So does she have to do it not knowing who they're actually nominating?
Correct. She has to take over. At least that's the way I understand. She takes over at the meeting.
I think you're right.
So that's another one. That's another one like the Survivor Immunity Idol, where it's powerful, but you have to know. You just got to trust your instinct. It's a shot in the dark. Like you could use it in a week that totally doesn't make any sense.
Well, for Bailey, that would mean that she would be talking to Scotty to find out who he's going to nominate.
Right.
If she has an idea.
All you can do is go by your gut feeling. So. Right. And Sam telling Casey about her app. I mean, shut the hell up.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
So anyway. And then Haley got the Hamlet app.
Yeah, that's going to be funny.
That's going to be that. See, I think that one's going to be.
I certainly don't think she's ever read Hamlet.
No.
Well, I can assure you that ain't nobody in that house that's ever read Hamlet.
I agree. But she's going to have to read the entire book.
Right. So anyway, and I was looking at the timeline, and there's evidently one time when Big Brother says, to be or whatever, or to read or not to read or whatever. And she's in the shower. So she has to stop and start reading in the shower the book.
Well, don't they have like a thing she has to stand on or something and read to the whole house? Box.
She has to stand
on the soapbox. Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, the house guests may like that because it's so boring. They might all like to sit around and hear that story.
It's something to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
To fill the time. But let me ask you this. So now that all the power apps have been collected or picked, when do their powers actually end? Is there a certain point where they all have to be used up by?
Yes. Sam's has to be used this week if she's going to use it, or if she doesn't use it, then next week or the following Thursday, it automatically is given to whoever's evicted.
Yep. And then Bailey's, she keeps it until it's down to eight house guests.
The first 8 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
Has she told anyone that she's got it?
No. None of them. Well, no. Not that we know of.
Yeah,
and then Tyler's is good for... His may be good for 8 weeks also.
Maybe. I know it had an expiration, but I remember it being longer than Sam's. Sam's is the shortest one.
Yes,
yeah. Hers was only 4 weeks, I thought.
Yeah.
So they've probably got to the middle of August.
Okay.
Because, they've been in there a month. Or
This is only the second week that we've seen, right? Second full week?
Right. So, but it'll probably be the middle of August, or maybe it'll be maybe they'll all expire when we're at Pride 48 in New Orleans, which all three of us are going to be there.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to do But First from New Orleans.
We are. So if you're a Big Brother fan and you're a fan, I know everyone's a fan of But First. You should go over to Pride48.com and register right now, and you can see Fatty and I. Spoil
and
you.
Archer will be there too.
That's right.
I'll join in again. So, sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. You ready for spoilers?
Yes.
I'm ready.
All right. I've got to look and see what's on.
This is Fatty's favorite part. He likes to.
It is my favorite.
He likes
part.
To tell.
He watches all the feeds.
I swear right. He must have like he says he doesn't, but I think he has monitors up in his house.
Okay.
Of each the camera. Only,
no, the only spoiler I have is I know. All right. Here's who played for the veto. It was Scotty, Winston, and Brett. The HOH and the two nominees, Tyler played and two of the girls played who I don't remember.
And of course, you don't know their names.
Right. And the winner of the veto, who do you think it was?
I know who it was, but.
Okay. Archer, do you know?
I'm going to guess Winston.
It was Scotty.
Oh, so he's going to keep the nominations the same.
Well, okay. And that brings up this question. He's so enamored with Brett now.
Ooh. I think he'll keep it the same.
Is he going to leave it the same, or is he going to take Brett off and put somebody else up? I mean, there's a possibility that.
I mean, that's a possibility.
One of the bros is going to go.
He obviously wants Winston to go.
Okay, so put up somebody that everybody likes. You know, put JC up there.
I mean, maybe, but
I mean,
put a girl up there. One of these girls that nobody knows.
I mean, he might put Sam up there, and then Sam could use her power.
That would be a good show.
And I think Thursday night could be very, very interesting. So
I feel like
if the two bros up there, which one of the two of them is going to go? Because it's going to depend.
I honestly feel like my prediction is that if Brett or Winston get kicked out or get booted, evicted, thank you, that Sam will use her thing on whichever one of them.
I think that's a real possibility also.
Because she is siding with that side of the house. And so I feel like she'll do that to solidify, to keep her side safe, but also to show them that she's,
if she doesn't get put up, if one of them doesn't come off the block and she doesn't go up, then she can either choose who gets to use that power, or it's the random draw, which it might be somebody from the other side.
That and choosing is more to her advantage because she can say, I chose this. You know, I chose to save you.
Right. Does that mean, though, let's say that she chooses to save Brett, let's just say. Does that mean that on Thursday nobody goes home then?
No. What her states is that the evicted house guest has the opportunity to
the chance
win,
to stay.
Win the chance to come back in the house.
So okay. I confirmed
it's not
this
an automatic thing.
I watched. So Julie Chen does an interview with Entertainment Weekly every week after the live episode, I think. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the interview, and she confirmed on this week's interview that power is only a chance. What they will do is they will go to the HOH room, I believe, and there will be a game of some sort set up.
Just for
that one person.
Okay.
And they will have to play that game, and if they win, they stay. And nobody goes home.
They play it before they ever leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Immediately
when she uses the power, they go up. And I believe she said the HOH room, but I might be wrong. But it might be a separate room. It might be a separate room. I don't know. But they go up to a room immediately, play the game. If they win, they stay. If they lose, they go.
Well, that would make sense because she has to use it like literally the moment the person is announced who's leaving, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so yeah, then that would make sense.
So I think hers will get used this week.
Well, she probably will want to use it just because she has it and it's the last week.
Right. And then next week it would just go to whomever, and it may be the other side. And I don't think she'd want to do that. So
she should use it.
Yep. I think that's going to come into play on Thursday night. But God only knows, you know, that makes sense. So we probably won't do it. So anyway, but I like Sam, and I think she genuinely would want to do it to save one of those two guys. Not necessarily for them being on her side, but I think she likes the two of them also.
I think so too.
I don't know. Anyway. I've said this. I guess you just don't get on Big Brother and be a smart person. But I think if she gets to the end, I think she's very likable. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't really lied to anyone, although at some point she will have to. Everyone so far, I think, trusts her. I think if she makes
you don't have to tell the whole truth. I think she, rather than lie, will just not tell everything she knows.
Yeah, maybe. So I think if I'm going, she would be one of the ones I would want to go. Because she's so to not go up against if I was trying to get to the end.
Right, because she would win.
Because she would win because of everybody. She's so sweet and nice and, she's a welder from West Virginia and, and
she hasn't made any enemies.
Right.
No. And people have felt sorry for her because of the robot thing, too.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to, since we're talking about Sam, I thought she was going to completely ruin her game. When the first week, when she was so upset, when she came back into the house after being the robot for a week, and she's like, everybody's so fake, and I'm just, I just don't know if I can stay here. And she like laid down on the bed and she was like crying. And dramatic. I don't know any of you guys because everyone's so fake in this house. And I'm like, girl.
I think she was just trying to make the point that because she was a robot, she couldn't get to know people, as much as the other people got to know each other.
But now there is one thing that she revealed on the feeds is that when she was a robot, she could look around and see lots of different things. Evidently from the control room for the robot, she could see lots of different things going on. And, it just wasn't what was right in front of her.
So she could see who was strategizing together.
Right. So she could be a little, under the radar in that respect. Cause it's the robot standing over there. We don't have to worry about that, but she could see lots of different things going
on. Well, that, and she, so Julie also in that interview said Sam went to a special room that was off to the side of the soundstage, I believe is what she said. Anyway, it was like off to the side. Where all the production people and everything are, but it was a room by itself. So she was by herself. And then at night, I think this is kind of a cool thing. At night, she went to like a hotel or something completely outside of the house and, and got to go out of the house.
While she was a robot.
While she was a robot. Yes.
Okay.
Now, does Sam play for our team?
I don't know.
I hate to be stereotypical.
I think she and Scotty are both
undefined right
now.
She
is definitely a tomboy.
Yes.
Her profession is a welder.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, but Archer
is a welder.
Retired recently as a welder.
I did. Okay. That's right. Okay. I was welding for 30 years.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. A lot of people didn't know that. So
anyway. If you weld without that shield on, you can actually burn a hole in your retina or something like that. Make you go blind.
That's why he wears glasses.
I was going to say, you see me wearing glasses, don't you?
All right. So anything else we wanted to say about spoilers, App Store, or Vito?
No, I think that's all I wanted to ruin.
Yeah,
oh, God, I've got an ad going.
Turn
every,
that off.
Every now, single time.
When are some of these floaters going to stand up and do something? Even though JC is comical and he's entertaining, he hasn't done anything.
No.
He must be Colombian because he sounds so much like Sofia Vergara, his accent. If you compare how he pronounces things and how she pronounces things, they sound so similar. But anyway, I don't know. I wish he was playing the game a little bit more because I want I want a homosexual to win at some point.
Here's the thing. He may be playing the game.
They're not focusing on it.
This is. I mean, he's just. This is our. What we see is what they show us. So.
True.
Anyway.
Yeah, maybe they're discriminating against the LGBT community, and they're not showing.
Or the height challenge community.
The gay folks.
The little people.
Yeah, I don't know when they're going to start playing. I mean, I've seen people go all the way through as pretty much floaters. And, well, you know,
who was that girl 1 year that just, she was horrible. She was horrible. And they never voted her out because they knew she never did anything. And they just wanted to take her to the end because anybody sitting next to her was going to win.
I know what you're talking about.
She was kind of an Indian girl or something like that. I don't remember.
These girls, Angela, Casey.
Well, they're not floaters. They're in Rachel, an alliance.
But they're not standing out to me.
No. Angela and Rachel. I can kind of tell who Haley is now, but Angela and Rachel, I can't tell the difference between the two of them.
Now, I will say Nicole, who is from a previous season, the blonde-haired girl that won.
Yeah.
Her strategy was to stay in the background for the first, like, half of the season and then to slowly start making moves.
I don't think these girls have a strategy.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think they do either.
So,
well, anyway. We'll see. You know, you never know.
And Casey plays for our team, right?
We think so.
She's a Presbyterian football player.
Have they said it, though? I mean, have they come out?
I think so. I think on something it says something about her girlfriend.
Oh. Well, because there's been a rainbow flag sitting on the table there for a long time. But I didn't know if that was from JC.
I think that was JC's cape.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
So,
I don't know. All right. So the last thing that we're going to do, and Archer, you are welcome to play along on your own at home. But Fatty and I,
all of you at home, please play along as well.
So Fatty, first of all, you are welcome to change any of these rules before we actually select. So if you think any of this is stupid, because I just came up with, I just threw it out there.
This is an Adam Burns original.
So I wanted us to do something where Fatty and I pick people that we're kind of rooting for, right? And then we make a game out of it. And so we get points for various things. And so I didn't want it to be pick who you think's going to win. And then, you know, I wanted it to be you get points for different things that happen throughout the season.
Okay.
So what I've got, and
From right now forward.
Okay. So what I've got so far is we're going to each select four current house guests.
Okay.
And we're going to, I hope I don't have a coin, but somebody's going to flip a coin. And so we can figure out who's going to go first.
Archer will come up with a number between 1 and 10. And
I have a coin right here.
Okay.
All right.
And so then we're going to go back and forth because we can't have the same team. So we're going to go back and forth selecting a house guest.
And you're going to write these down?
I am going to write them down. And we'll put them on the website and keep our score on the website so everybody can look at it and all that. Okay. But here's the points. This is the part that you may want to interject or change.
Okay.
So the point system that I've got so far is we get 10 points if they become HOH, 5 points if they win Power of Veto in a week. 25 points if they're in the top three at the end. 50 points if they win the game.
Okay.
Then I've got some negative ones. So minus one if they're a have-not for a week.
But that's hard to know. They're not showing that stuff.
That's true.
Much.
So we could X that one out if we don't like that one. Here's another one. A negative five if they're on the block.
Okay.
And a negative 25 if they're voted out.
Okay.
And then I don't have this on here, but what do you think about this? Oh, yeah, I do have it on here. What do you think? I want to know what you think about this one. I was thinking we could have one trade for each of us. So at any point, you could say, I want to take this person and switch them for somebody else.
Okay. So you can't pick the same people then?
No, we can't pick the same people.
No, but no, we can't pick the same people. But what I'm saying is, if you're unhappy with one of your house guests that you've chosen.
Okay. Well, I would like, I would say, let's start this after the eviction on Thursday night. Okay.
Okay.
That way, if somebody has picked somebody that's evicted, then they get a different pick.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that, because we already know kind of what's going on right now.
Right, because we know it's either going to be Brett or, well, we don't know that, but anyway, so, well, I don't know. We could play it by play it as of right this second, then.
I'm okay with either, because we don't really know.
Let's play it as of right this second.
Two questions.
Except that we already know that Scotty has won power of veto, so that
we don't get points for anything that has happened already that we know.
Okay.
So two questions before we do our pick. Did you have any other points that you'd like to add to either the add or the subtract? We took off the have not because we can't track that.
No, because the point, the coming off points are major. So,
okay.
No.
All right. And do you think we should get a trade for free, or do you think we should subtract some points to do a trade?
Oh, I think a trade for free, but it's got to be done before Pride 48.
Okay. All right. So then we're going to select four house guests. I'm sure the reason we're going back and forth is because I'm sure we'll have similar four and we have to pick different ones. So,
and Archer, you can pick anybody you want.
I will.
Yeah. Okay.
Myself, though, because I'll track it myself.
So everybody at home, all of our thousands of listeners that we've already so far, we want you to pick your four, and I'll think about it, but I may come up with a way to track it so that we can see our listeners as well, like how they're doing. I'm not promising anything, but I might before our next time we record. But even if I don't, you guys pick your four, and for right now, it'll be the honor system. And then
you're going to put up what the points and all are.
Yes.
Or four.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to put up all the points, and then we're going to at least track you and I, but I may figure out some way on the website to have people go in. I don't know. No promises.
Okay.
All right. So, Archer, you're going to tell us, you're going to conduct the head toss.
All right, Adam, you call heads or tails. You call heads or tails, Adam, since you came up with it.
I'm going to say tails.
Okay. Here, I'm going to flip it. It came up heads.
Oh,
I'm
damn.
So unlucky. I'm so unlucky.
I'm going to take Tyler.
I knew it. Hold on. I've got to type these. And so, Fatty. Of course you did. Okay. I'm going to take Sam.
Of course you did. I'll take Scotty.
I should have taken Scotty. My next one is going to be... Casey.
Okay. I'm going to take Brett.
I should have thought about who I wanted to pick before. Let's see. I'm going to take. Gosh, I really need someone who's going to win some competitions, and it's hard to know at this point. Well, one of these is going to go home, but I'm going to go ahead and pick Winston.
Well, that's the only other one. Since I've already taken Brett, And I'm just going to be
Faisal.
That's Faisal is my last one.
Oh, that is not fair. You can't help. I've got a crap.
You know what?
Here, I'll help you too. Angela.
I'm going to keep Faisal.
You think Angela?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with Angela.
Okay. I was considering JC only because there's going to be one of those things where it leans forward and they have to hold on, and I think he'll do really well in that one.
Because he's so short, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so to call it back, Fatty has got Tyler, who's probably winning the whole thing, Scotty, who's the other one that's probably going to win the whole thing, Brett, and Faisal. I have got Sam. I have got Sam, Casey, Winston, and Angela.
You have three women.
I do.
Hey, women have won in the past.
I know. And Archer, you've made your selections.
Kind of, but I'm not going to reveal them.
That's fine. But you are going to make your selections.
Yes, I have some from both of you guys.
I feel like I was screwed by not winning the coin toss.
Well, you're the one that called it.
I mean, there was no other way for us to do it. I mean, we had to go back and forth, but I just feel like, you know.
Had you not chosen Sam first, I would have chosen Sam.
So Tyler and Scotty for sure were in my head, but I couldn't decide whether I liked Sam or Scotty better when we were doing our selection. So I went with Sam first, hoping you wouldn't select Scotty. And then, boom, you selected Scotty. I was like, damn it. Because I was going to do Scotty next. I was going to do Sam and then Scotty. And then my other two probably would have been one of the bromances and then somebody else. Just because if you win competitions, we get points for that. So, you know. All right. Well, that is the competition. So anything else I'm just going to do this and say again, anyone email us if you have any comments about tonight's episode, and everyone pick your four.
Archer, where can we find you?
At archer.com. ARCHERR. Two R's.
Okay. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I had a great time. I'd love to be on again.
Okay, absolutely.
Shameless. Well, we enjoyed having you as well. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was really fun having you on. Thank you.
Thank you. And we've gone over an hour, so Steve the Tater will have already cut his wrist.
Well, does he watch Big Brother?
No.
So he doesn't listen anyway. He's like, oh, Big Brother. You know, now we know we have future guests that we have coming up that have not been scheduled yet, but we have
Mike Lawson and Alex Lefebvre.
Yeah, and then apparently
would like to be on.
Apparently, we have a repeat of Archer coming up. Look for that. And
if you'd like to be on, get in touch with Adam. The e-letter address is over there on the website, which is
butfirstpodcast.com.
And that's but with one T.
Yes. And as I said last week, I've been told many, many times since we selected the name that if we just had two T's, we could be either a porno podcast or porn podcast or a Big Brother podcast. But it is what it is. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize the music was that short. I'm going to start. I'll just start it again.
Start it again there, Adam. Archer, thank you for being on here.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I know you're at home by yourself until your honey gets home on Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's right.
Right. See, I listened.
I'm three episodes behind on you. How does the
fresh paint smell? Okay.
What?
How does the fresh paint smell?
Oh, it's all dry and the smell's gone now.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Bye, Adam.
Well, what are we supposed to say?
Adam,
for
until
now,
next time, from outside the Big Brother house, I'm not Julie Chen.
Let's listen in on the house guests. Good night, everyone.
On the house guests. Good night, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.